Hello.
Hey, David, this is Tyler calling you back from Local Splash. Remember speaking
hey
with you
Kyle,
yesterday?
How you doing? Yep.
I'm doing well. How you doing today?
I'm not too bad.
Very good. Very good. Well, happy Wednesday to you. Halfway through
Thank
the week.
You.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah.
I was wondering, though, in regards to the conversation we had yesterday, were you ready to get this thing going?
Yeah. Yeah,
Okay.
how long does that normally take?
The process to get you started, I can get you off the phone in the next 5 to 6 minutes, and then we can schedule you up. We can schedule you out for your client interview when you have a little bit more time on your hands. The client interview process, that's when you get called from our certified technicians. They're here in-house from Google, but they're going to be going over like the keyword content with you, service areas that we're going to be programming you to work in, and just going over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure we're representing you properly. Okay.
Okay.
But I'll set that up right. Let me just verify some information in regards to the company to make sure that we do have everything accurate here. That way we can make sure we're representing you properly. So I will start off with the business phone number. The primary line that you would like your clients to reach you on, is that the one that I reached you on this morning? The 443-487-2284?
Yep, that's the only number.
Okay, perfect. And then we do also need to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. That's what gives you the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that you're located in. I found the address listed for your business as 6703 White Rock Road. Is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home address?
That's my home address, but, I mean, I just work out of my house, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it's a home address, the reason I ask is we don't show that for the public to see. That will be hidden. But what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way your customers know the area you'd be coming to service them from, but they wouldn't know directions to where you live, of course.
Yep, that's perfect. Thank you.
Of course, absolutely. You're welcome. And then just to kind of verify the zip code, I have it as 21784. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then for the account purposes, what's your last name, David?
Kyle, K-Y-L-E.
And then what would be the best email address to use for you or your business?
dkyle317@yahoo.com.
All right, so I have dkyle, so like David Kyle 317 at yahoo.com. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
All right. And then what are your hours of operation for the business?
I'm 24/7.
24/7. Okay, I like that. And then when you're finished with the job, what methods of payments can you accept from your clients?
I do cash, check, and I also have Zelle.
Cash, check, and Zelle. Okay, perfect. All righty. And then did you have any other social media out there for the business, like Facebook, Instagram, anything like that?
No.
Okay. All righty. And then also, and if we would have to get a hold of you in regards to the account that you have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you, David? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email?
A text or phone call.
A text
Either
or phone
one
call.
Of those two.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay. All righty. And then, so you have it for your records. What I'm doing for you right now is I'm sending over an email. It's going to fall into your inbox labeled client support. This way you have it for your records. But each and every time you try to call one of these numbers I'm sending over to you, you're going to be able to reach a live agent over here at our company each and every time you try to call in. Okay. That way, if it's something that needs to be changed or adjusted right away, it can get done immediately.
Is your number in that too?
Yes, it's going to be located at the very bottom of the email. Client support's number and my number.
And I'm assuming your name will be next to your number or something, or so I can identify
it. It's right above it. Mm-hmm. Tyler Lavenberg.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, sir. And it does show me that the email did send over to you successfully. It is sitting in your inbox. But the last thing that we would need to do, David, in order for us to be able to secure the listing and actually start the programming, that would be securing the listing at the 149. In order to secure the listing today, David, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for the business?
Credit card.
Okay. Now, does the credit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
Just my name.
Just your name? Okay, and then they normally read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance whenever you're ready.
It's 4616-0811-1631.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
5894.
5894. Okay. And
yes.
The expiration month and year?
11-23.
And the little code that's on the back?
290.
290. And is that car connected to the 6703 White Rock Road address?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, David, we use what we call a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here. So what that means is the card is coded out. It only shows the last four digits. But before I do code out the card completely, I just want to make sure that I do have everything accurate here. So I do have a Visa, since it starts with the 4616-0811-1631-5894. And I have November of 2023 and 290.
That's it. You got it.
All right, now the card's coded out. Now what I'm going to be doing right now, David, is putting together your package but going over a voice verification. If there's a question on here that you want me to rephrase, just stop me right then and there. I'll rephrase that question a different way so you have a firm understanding of what it asks you. But it's pretty self-explanatory. But it reads out as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is also an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Affordable Garage Doors of Eldersburg.
Thank you very much. Please state your name and title within the business.
David Kyle, owner.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing fee account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What do you mean by that one?
So basically, if another company gives you a call and they offer you some sort of marketing or advertising, to make sure that you don't double pay for a service, we just ask that before moving forward with another company, if you decide to, that you give us a call beforehand so we can make sure you don't double pay for a service that we may already be doing for you over here.
Yeah, that's yes.
Okay, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date, that is April 20th, 2022. It will be ran in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $149. Now, when your term is completed, your agreement would normally automatically renew each following month on the same day of the 20th, but it will renew in that same discounted amount of $149. That rate will never change or go up on you. Now, David, okay. you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support after the second month payment is completed. In order to opt out of the service, we just ask that you would call 3 days before the second month billing is due. That way we can opt you out of the services and you're not billed for the next oncoming month. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so that does conclude the voice verification, David. I almost have you off the line right now. I'm just having my finance team run the 149. As soon as that does go through, I'm going to be setting you up for your client interview. So give me 1 second here. All right, I'm looking at the calendar right now. That's why there was a bit of silence. I'm looking to see when I have another available agent for you to speak with. I can get you in today, David. I'm not sure what your schedule looks like, but let me see here. Right now, I believe it's around 10:41, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I can get you in this afternoon. How does 5 o'clock sound?
What, let me ask you this. How long does that normally take around?
30 minutes.
30 minutes. Can we try five? And then I know I got two appointments this evening. I'm not sure how long they're going to go. Can we shoot for five? And if it doesn't work, we can reschedule.
Yeah. If it doesn't work tonight, if we don't reach it tonight at five, we'll have to reschedule it for the 21st, for tomorrow.
Okay.
But my agents will do that for you. If they don't get a hold of you this evening, then they'll reschedule and they'll be giving you a call back tomorrow. Okay.
That's
fine.
They'll send you over
a text message or an email letting you know that they rescheduled it and letting you know the time and everything like that. Okay.
That's fine. Yeah, well, we can shoot for 5 o'clock today.
Okay, perfect. And then just to verify the number they're going to be giving you a call on is this 1-443-487-2284. And I'm also sending you over the calendar invite as we speak. So give me one moment here while I get that sent off to you. That way you have a reminder of it. @yahoo.com. All right. I just sent that off to you right now, the invite. So that should be sitting in your inbox here momentarily with the invoice. And I also want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the Local Splash team. David, the payment did go through. What we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Okay, I'm excited for you. It's definitely going to be a profitable service. Now, I do need you for another minute or two, or actually, can you pull up your emails while I have you on the line real quick? I just need to provide you with your username and password, and I can do that through the invoice. You should have one in your inbox that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, or to make it easy on you, you can get through it via text messages as well. It says a copy of your invoice has been sent over to your email. Please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Where is this going to be, Local Splash Initial Invoice, or?
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah, the click on the Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay.
And then about the fifth line down from the top, you're going to see where it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Please make sure to click view images. Oh, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Yeah.
Yep. You would click that little link and that will take you to another page at the top that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. And that's just going to show you a list of the services within the package. Now, if you scroll all the way down for me, David, towards the very bottom, you're going to see where it says cancellation and refunds. You see where it says that?
Hold on.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, now that little box that's right underneath that little section, it says that in bold writing, I certify that I'm the authorized cardholder and all the information is true and accurate. You would check that little box, and then at the very bottom, you would sign your name with capitals. It is capital sensitive, so once you do sign David Kyle or type it into the DocuSign signature box and you confirm it, it's going to take you to another page that says Local Splash username and password. So let me know when you get to that page, please.
Okay, so it says click here. Or it says sign with an arrow, and then under it says click here.
Yeah, so you would just sign, click in the box, and then type your name in the box, and then confirm it at the very bottom.
So type my name in.
Mm-hmm. And then it says confirm signature right underneath the box.
Okay. And what exactly is this for that I'm doing here?
So this is for your username and password. Basically, this is going to get you your username so you could log in and track all the analytics and see everything that we're doing for you. That way everything's transparent. So when you get to that other page, it's going to say Local Splash username and password. And the username is going to be your phone number that we're speaking on. Okay? And then the password, that's going to be... No, you don't put that in there right now. You're going to, when my agents give you a call, they're going to be providing you with the password. They create it for you right then and there during the interview, and they give it to you. At the end of the interview, you can get into your, you can get into it after the interview, but we still have to do the programming, so you're not going to really be able to see much, okay, until the programming is complete.
Let me ask you this, because I'll probably be in my truck or on a job when this happens. So they're going to show my username will be my phone number, and then they're going to create a password for me. Can they, will they be able to text or email me that password so I can have a, so I can have a copy of it?
Yes, you're going to get everything sent over to you in writing. During that client interview, they're going to send you over a copy of the username and the password, but you're always, you have the option of customizing both of those to whatever you want to change them to, and that way nobody else knows what they are. Okay, so that's always an option that you do have. You're not married to that username and password. You always have the capability of changing it if you choose to.
That's fine.
Okay.
Well,
but yeah, you're gonna get. We sent over.
They'll create a password for me. Is it possible that we can create a password that's very easy for me to remember? Will they do that?
Absolutely. No, they're not just gonna give you a very hard one. They're gonna go over everything with you. That way, everything is completely transparent.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
All right. Well, David. And then, again, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, please feel free to call in. You have my contact information and a client support number. We want to make sure this is working for you. We definitely appreciate you giving us the time and the opportunity to earn your business. We're definitely going to make you a happy client, okay? Just but before we disconnect it.
Yeah, just to recap, so you guys will do me a web page then, like AdIQ did, correct?
Yes, and that's how we're going to help you with the reviews that we talked about yesterday, because it has the review generator tab on it right next to your phone number. That way it makes it very easy for them to leave you a review on Google through the website.
Okay, and then you're going to keep me, then I'm going to, with you guys, I'll also be on the front page of Google, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Give it the two. Like I said, it's a 2-month verbal agreement that we discussed yesterday. But if you give it that 2-month verbal agreement, it's definitely going to be something that we make you happy with.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fine. I appreciate your help.
Absolutely, David. Like I said, we appreciate the time and the opportunity to let us earn your business. We appreciate it very much. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, please feel free to call into us. If not, just wait for that call this afternoon. We'll get the rest of this ball rolling for you.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David. I appreciate your time. You have a good day.
You too. Thanks. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.